This is Financial Home Stretch with David Pilatus from Senior Advantage. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Financial Home Stretch is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Financial Home Stretch.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Financial Home Stretch. I'm your host, David Pilatus. I'm here with my co-host, Tony Shore. Tony, good to see you.
Great to see you, Dave. I love being here with Super Dave. You know what? Thanks. I'm trying.
Yeah. And of course, you know, if you have the video version of this podcast, you'll notice that Tony is at home. Am I right, Tony?
My home studio today.
There we go.
Normally I'm in the work studio in the Gradient Luson Media Studios, which are beautiful, very nice. But I have my own home studio as well. Today I had a doctor's appointment this morning, so I decided to work from home today.
Good. Well, so I hope the news is good from the doctor.
Well, I don't know yet. I mean, at my age, you go in there in my peak condition, I go in there and they look at me and they're like, ooh, we should probably run some tests. And sure. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Just by looking at me, what's going on here?
Yeah. And we're going to drain some blood out of you too. And then they're going to say, is it supposed to be this color?
Because it's purple.
Yeah, it looks like pizza.
Yeah, pizza colored. Yeah, why does your blood have the consistency of cheese? That's not good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I think everything's going to be fine, Dave. So just
precautionary then.
For the most part, yeah. Yeah. Precautionary.
Well, you know, I'm not going to, you know, violate any HIPAA laws here and ask you to confess.
There's nothing. So. There's no big announcements, no concerns. Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
No. I'm not expecting her. You know what? I'm not expecting, but I am eating for two, Dave.
Exactly.
But I'm bump. So, all right.
Before we started recording, you and I were having a conversation about some things I think that we certainly have some concerns about. We're recording this show here October 27th of 2025. And we're talking a little bit about the government shutdown. And that has been one of those things that's starting to get, well, I shouldn't say starting, but it's turning into a little bit of a showdown. I think that's the term we want to use.
Showdown, or it's a bad situation. I think you have to call a spade a spade. I think it's a horrible situation for especially those federal employees out there. I mean, it just seems like now they're not getting checks. So some might have to go to food banks, which are stretched to the limits. Things like that, which is why you constantly harp every week, have an emergency fund in case something happens. And that's why you need to have at least 3, if not 6 months of, your day-to-day expenses saved up, 6 months of your take home amount saved up, in case you get laid off or something like this happens. But, you know, through no fault of their own, more than likely, a lot of federal employees are without paychecks right now, even the ones still working, which is tough. So I get angry. We were talking before the show. I get upset, at least. I don't know if angry is the right word, but this whole thing upsets me. And I'm not, you know, we don't have to get into the partisan politics of it. I think that in this case, both sides need to come up with some compromise. And my take on it, and then I'll let you talk. I just think I told you before, they should lock Congress in the Capitol and not let them come out until they've reached an agreement to get our government running again and open. I think it's gone on too long. you know, another few days and they're going to hit, you know, they're going to hit the record at this point if nobody, because neither side's willing to compromise. I mean,
no.
And I don't think all the demands the Democrats are making are necessary. I also think that they're not all terrible, that the Republicans should be willing to do some compromise, at least to get the government open, or, you know, both sides should be willing to compromise and they're not. So, I don't know. It just everything I've read, all the pundits say that this is they don't see an end in sight right now, which is terrible.
Well, and it's unfortunate, you know, too, that, you know, they're holding those people who are dependent on a paycheck hostage.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. we've had some significant shutdowns over the years. I think the most significant was probably 2018-19. I think we were. Again, this was this
25
was,
or 35 days.
I 35 think. Days, yeah.
35 days.
35 yeah. days.
And yeah. we're not there yet.
No. But again, that was a period of time, too, where the president, guess who, you know,
yep.
was President Trump. And I'm not pointing a finger either. I'm just saying it feels like someone is trying to send a message.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not going to say who it is, but it just feels that way.
Sure. Sure.
And well, I'll give you an example. So last week I had an appointment with TSA employee, quite high up in that department for the federal government. And I just asked him how it was going. And he said, well, we haven't had a paycheck for 2 weeks now.
Oof.
And so you and I talk about, you know, you should have, you know, that emergency fund.
Sure.
And we don't know what the emergency is going to be. I mean, this is not, this was probably didn't make the top 10
COVID,
list.
COVID, or other, some other black swan event or
sure.
layoffs, you know, like the federal layoffs, the Doge layoffs. So sure. you never know what's going to happen.
Well, and because his employment with the TSA side of things, they're considered to be essential is the word. That means we have to go to work even though we know we're not getting paid. How would you like that, Tony? You got to go to work and you know you're not going to get paid. It was...
No. So
I probably had some idea that that's kind of how it worked, but I was hoping that it wasn't. And then as it turns out, that it is. That's exactly how it works. And so he shared with me a story where they had donations, food donations, and they literally bagged up over 300 bags of groceries to take to some of these federal employees who were still working, but didn't have, you know, didn't have a paycheck.
Yeah.
And he said it was, it brought him to tears because these people were so grateful because they didn't know where they were going to get food to eat because they hadn't had a paycheck in 2 weeks. Now that to me, that's just,
yeah, that's kind of tough. That's
no, that is so tough. And these are the people that protect us. Okay. That's the thing that I guess that really irked me was these are the people that are responsible for making sure that it's safe for us to travel. And I certainly want them to be fully engaged in their job and not be worried and thinking about other things. So that's something that really has, you know,
that's concerning.
It is.
There are things that this causes. The government shutdown in the past, the majority of Americans like, oh, the government was shut down for a couple of weeks. Didn't affect me, you know.
Right.
And if it's less than 2 weeks, it might not even affect a lot of the government employees directly that much. However, beyond 2 weeks, then you start missing paychecks. Then you start really impacting things like TSA, air traffic control, things that people's safety and people's sure. livelihoods and their ability to provide for their families is on the line. I know I just read an article this morning and I always double check. I try to read it from different news sources.
Sure.
So I make sure I get the right and the left's opinion because the media is so biased these days. But they were interviewing people who, you know, a lot of government employees, even TSA agents, are working 2-3 jobs because their TSA job, they're required to show up at work, but they're not going to see a paycheck for it, at least sure. right now. So yeah, they're missing paychecks there and they can't, they have to be able to pay bills. So they're taking other jobs, which means they're not getting the sleep they need. They're not paying attention. And this is a concern. So that's why they need to figure it out. And I think our, what our list, what we can do, people are like, well, what can I do about it? Right. You can email, you can go online, look up your Congress people for your district and send them emails and call their offices, call your senators and your Congress people and say, you fix this and you fix it now. And, you know, don't give away the farm. I don't want my party to give away the farm to get it. But at the same time, be willing to compromise. You know what I mean?
I liked your idea of locking them in there.
I'm talking about we seem to be, you know, we're not afraid to use our military to get out the riffraff right now. Let's use our military to get the riffraff in the Capitol and get them to vote. And by riffraff, I mean Congress, because they are do nothing people at this point. They took two breaks during the government shutdown. That should make all Americans so angry. Write them. And I don't care, Democrat, Republican, what side you're on. This isn't partisan politics. This is get in there. There's a problem. People aren't being paid. Safety isn't being, you know, Food and Drug Administration safety. We're talking about serious things that could affect people's health. Get in there and fix it. I just think they need to end the shutdown, and they can pass a temporary bill while they figure things out.
That was the initial thought was, hey, let's just get this temporary so that people can get paid. I feel like, and you and I talked about this, I feel like they're holding these poor government workers hostage.
Yeah.
They're using them as pawns. They're using them as pawns.
Yeah. And terrible.
It's just not
terrible.
It's not right. It's not right.
No, in fact, it's not. It's
one of the other calls I had with one of my, because I don't know if our listeners know that that
I want to see armed guards around the Capitol, not keeping people in, the Congress people in.
Yeah.
And don't let them leave until they figure it out. They can, there's bathrooms in there and they can order pizza and Chinese takeout. They can put it in there. They can put food in there for them, slide it under the door, but don't let them go home. Don't let them go play golf and hang out with the lobbyists and collect the cash under the table like they so like to do, or, you know, make adjustments to their stock portfolios while they're making tons of money because they have the inside run. I just think Congress they gotta actually work for the people for once in their lives. It's frustrating.
Well, I can feel the frustration and the anger in your voice. I'm trying to tone it down, but yeah.
Oh, was I getting frankly, too worked up?
No. I'm on the inside. I'm boiling right now.
I just think they should not be allowed to take breaks as well. No. I'm just trying to overemphasize that point. Sure. I mean, I don't want to see anyone get hurt or mistreated, but the Congress people should not take a week-long break during a government shutdown.
Sure. So, and I don't know if our listeners know this, but I do about four workshops a year just strictly for government employees. And these are especially government employees that are approaching retirement because, you know, if there ever was an organization that doesn't provide a lot of help or assistance with respect to retirement, the government is most likely probably the most guilty in doing that.
Sure.
They're not primarily because what they'll say is we can't give you legal or financial advice. And I get that. Okay. But so that's why we do these workshops. And this one that we have coming up November 13th there in Las Vegas for the Clark County employees. It's actually filling up very fast. And it's not just so much the government shutdown. It's that, you know, we're going to get a lot of people that are going to probably hear in shortly going to hear the F bomb. You know what that is? You're fired. Okay. Yeah. Can't hear you.
Yeah, the F-bomb, furloughed, fired, and laid off, right?
Yeah, those are the F-bombs I'm talking about. Yeah. And the courts have ruled, you know, that the president can't do that, but now they're starting to lift that. So I think you're going to see some of that happen. Mm-hmm. What's worse is you've gone two, 3 weeks, a month without a paycheck, and then you're going to get fired at the end of all of that. That just seems difficult. And again, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. That's just not right. Mm-hmm. But one of the other things that that I got word from directly from a federal employee who works this particular department is that she is responsible for the funding of a particular part of the military. And I won't name the, Yeah, but she told me, Dave, I'm having to decide between school lunches, okay, for the federal employees' children who are going to school on base, and housing, you know, getting rid of mold and fixing up these places so they have a place to live. That right now has become her job is to try.
That shouldn't
and
be a choice.
No, yeah. It shouldn't. And the problem is too,
the military, they should have enough funding to do both.
We need to take care of our military.
Yeah.
We absolutely have to. The problem is when you have a shutdown like this, as she explained it to me, it'll be 5 years before they get caught up on their funding. Mm-hmm. Even once they turn it back on again.
Yeah.
And so it's a real frustration. I wished I had billions, mm-hmm. because certainly I would want to make certain that our government employees, especially those who are considered or deemed, critical.
Right.
Those people that, we have to have in place. So
agreed.
You know, and we can continue to beat this horse, but
you see where my frustration is sure. With, I don't believe that they should be able to, go off and take vacations.
I'll take it a step further, lock them up, and then maybe we take away some of their privileges even inside too.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. That, well, I haven't gone quite that far. It's like, don't lock the restrooms, but at the same time, get something, whatever it takes, get something done, get this fixed. I mean,
does it feel like to you though, that they're not that anxious?
It completely feels like that. I mean, from both sides, they're like, I mean, just like, don't you have family that work for the federal government? I mean, you work for the federal government, but I think Congress still gets paid. They're still getting money from somewhere. Maybe it's from lobbyists, but maybe it's not. Maybe they're not relying on that paycheck. But Congress shouldn't. I don't know. I don't know for sure. Even I've heard people say, "Well, Congress gets paid." I don't know the truth of exactly how Congress gets paid and if it still happens during a government shutdown. But they shouldn't. I would hope they don't, because they're essential employees, and they should be just like TSA essential employees or air traffic control, where they have to show up and work.
Yeah, I'm going to show up. I'm not going to get paid today, but I'm going to show up and I'm going to work.
Yeah.
And then let's go to one of the other things that if it hasn't affected us yet, it may eventually. I haven't seen it yet, but it's coming. And that's our healthcare system. Okay. So I have to go get my healthcare, out there on the marketplace. You can call it Obamacare. You can call it the Affordable Health Care Act.
Yep.
I can't personally call it the Affordable Health Care Act because it hasn't been that affordable for me.
Well, healthcare in general is not affordable.
No.
And you as a individual, self-employed or business owner, you don't get a corporation paying for half of your healthcare costs.
I don't.
And you don't get to be part of a big group policy.
I
work for a fair-sized company where they're covering part of my health insurance costs. And if I ran my own business or was between my full-time job working for a company that helped with healthcare and, 65, where Medicare would help out a little bit, in between there are self-employed, they have to cover the whole amount themselves. So they have to look for they have to go look on the marketplace, the healthcare marketplace, the Affordable Care Act. And, it's tough. I mean, everything's gone up,
Well, and for those who go to the marketplace to get their coverage, and they receive government subsidy, to help cover that cost. Mm-hmm. And if that goes away, then they're going to be in the same boat that I'm in. And I don't mind. I don't mind sharing. I do not qualify for a subsidy.
Okay? Oh, sure. Yeah.
So my health insurance benefit is
outrageous. Probably
it's $2,300 a month.
Oof.
Now, when you think about that, that is
that's most people's mortgage. That's a mortgage.
Yeah, that's a mortgage
for a pretty nice home, actually.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Well, but at the same time, I have to have coverage because, well, and again, I don't mind disclosing it. I mean, I have a chronic disease. You and I have talked about this.
Sure.
At some point in time in my lifetime, I'm most likely going to require some type of a medical procedure called a transplant because I have a blood cancer.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to do a transfer, it's $1 million. Okay. So you're not self-funding.
You're not self-funding. You have to have coverage.
I have to have coverage.
Yeah. And most people really do have to have coverage. I mean, people who say, well, I'm healthy, I'll self-fund. It's like, you're only healthy until you get hit by the bus. You know, whether it's the cancer bus or a literal bus, it's tough.
Yeah. So for me, the writing's already on the wall and I can see it. So, you know, you write the check every month and you go, wow, this is outrageous, but what else am I going to do? Yeah. But that, what that means though, is that if this shutdown continues, my outrageous is going to go to astronomical.
Right.
And then at that point I may have to make a decision with respect, you know, to healthcare. So.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, you know, when you talk about your health concerns, but you look great, Dave. I mean, let's bottom line this thing.
Yes. No. And that's the thing is that I'm alive today because of medicine.
Yeah,
I'm going to stay alive for a very long time because of
medicine.
And so, you know, we pay it because we know that it's what's keeping us alive.
Right.
That. And then for you, I think you mentioned it earlier. It's pizza.
Pizza. Yeah.
Pizza. And
yeah, a lot of people want to know my secret. You know, Dave, a lot of people look at me and they look me up and down. And they say, Tony, how do you do it? They say, Tony Shore, how do you do it? And I always say two words, diet and exercise, and usually a third, pizza.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and we add levity to that, but in truth.
Yeah, we joke to make it lighter.
It's a real problem. And so,
yeah,
I wished I had the answer. But gosh, folks, if you know someone who works for the government, especially those who are considered to be essential, put your arm around them and ask them, hey, what can I do?
Yeah.
Because it may be that you could do something. You know, let's try and help these folks get through this this difficult time. Because if it continues, it could be difficult for all of us. I mean, I'm going to get on an airplane here next week. 7 days from now, I've got to get on an airplane.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned, you know.
Yeah. Especially with blood issues. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, and the air traffic controllers in TSA is probably what you're referring to.
I am. Yeah. And again, you know, they're clients. Both of those branches of government are clients. And
you have a lot of federal employees who are clients. And I know you do a lot of, you know, helping them with their TSPs or if they have pensions. So but a lot of them are struggling right now. Either they've been laid off or furloughed or they're working without a paycheck. So if we have any federal employees listening out there, please pick up the phone, give Dave and his team a call there. And I know you love hearing from people.
I do.
Set up a no charge, no obligation consultation.
Yeah. And looking forward to it. Give us a call here at the office, 435-986-9222. Even if it's just a vent your frustration, you know, I'm happy to help you.
you let me do it today. I've
listened to a lot of federal employees, vent their frustration. Some of them are even considering about taking an early retirement. They're so frustrated with it. Yeah. You know, which can
don't
affect.
Make that decision though, without talking to a financial professional. Yeah. Not saying you can't or it's not the right thing, but depending on your situation, you could make a very costly mistake with that. So you have to have a plan in place first and talk to somebody who knows about federal benefits. Like, do I take a lump sum? Do I take an annuity payment or lifetime payments? And what does that do for my spouse? There are so many questions, right?
Well, and we do. We run those reports and then we look at the report and then we say, okay, you know, if I retired this year, this is what I can expect.
Sure.
If I retire this year or this particular year, that's information that you want to have. Just like, for example, with Social Security, it's knowing when is the best time to take it. And so we'll help you with that. Again, 435-986-9222 is the phone number to call. You can actually email me directly at my last name, Pilatus@seniorad.com. Pelatis, P-O-L-A-T-I-S at seniorad.com. Love to hear from you. And I would look forward to at least us talking about it to see where we go next. So
I think that's great. Well, hey, Dave, great show today, listeners. Great. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of The Financial Homestretch with our host, Super Dave Pelatis.
Thank you, Tony. Talk to you later.
Thank you for joining us for Financial Homestretch. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact David Pelatis at Senior Advantage at 435-986-9222 or visit managewealthadvantage.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Financial Homestretch.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.